What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pigott, host of the Paul Pigott Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video, Joy Reid and Democrats having a meltdown, crying white supremacy over SCOTUS striking down affirmative action in colleges, which was mainly affecting the super smart Asian kids or Asian kids, period, which actually do study like two times more than American kids. You know, we got to stop acting like America, like we value education, man. I can't tell nowadays because these people don't even value common sense. But before we get into that, I want to give you a word from Dizzle Brand. We got this Dizzle Brand ad from one of the artists out of St. Louis, Missouri. And I think his name is Bishop the Dandata. And let's get into it. We're going to play this little commercial ad for Dizzle. Is that love? That lift, that slap, it's that one. Everybody talking about Dizzle new song, baby. Time, that lift, that slap, chick, it's that one.
Everybody talking about Dizzle new song. I got GS jumping on a Tuesday. Dizzle drunk gang deeper than the Wu-Tang. If you love it, then you better cut your back.
Do you Dizzle? That's right, Dizzle. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle of bottles of Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. You must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Below that's locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and the number one selling state for Dizzle right now, which is Arkansas. Little Rock, stand up. Shouts out to Little Rock Obama. Shouts out to Scale Breaker Punch. Also, don't forget, check out the collab between Camp Nova Online and Dizzle Brand. Go to campnovaonline.com and go to dizzlenova.com. We got the new Dizzle gummies on the way. Official launch is the 15th, if I'm not mistaken, and whatnot. And I actually got to, I'm going to do another taste test here later today for the Dizzle Blueberry gummies as well. And the Dizzle Brand merch is on DizzleBrand.com as well. And it's on Etsy.com, ETSY.com. Search for Dizzle Brand or go to Etsy.com/shop/Dizzle Brand. All right, let's get into it. Dizzle.
The Supreme Court is not here to serve our democracy or our Constitution. The Supreme Court is here to serve oligarchs. They're here to serve billionaires. They're here to serve large corporations. They're here to serve white supremacy and white patriarchy and nativism. Their decision to strike down Joe Biden's student debt cancellation policy is strictly political, and it does exactly what we have all seen them doing over the last several months. They want to take away our civil rights. They want to take away our voting rights, our human rights, women's rights. They want to make our country more dangerous by expanding concealed carry permits. They don't want black people to be educated. That's why they banned universities' ability to use race in admissions decisions.
All right, guys. So if you haven't been living on a rock, then you should be aware that...
Let me chime in real quick. It's crazy that somebody not wiping your debts clean or somebody not paying your debts is them taking away your rights. I don't remember if there was a right in America that we have the right to get our debt wiped away clean. I didn't know that right existed, you know? Like, that's crazy. Like, you got the right to never have to pay your debts to society. Like, and the idea that I'm supposed to respect you because you don't or can't pay your debts, you know, that's crazy. Like, I respect people who pay their debts. I don't respect people who don't pay their debts, that just refuse to pay their debts. And nobody told you to go to college and get your woke education, you know. I didn't go to college. I don't even got a high school diploma. I've been self-employed for well over a decade, you know, because I apply common sense and common knowledge to everything I do in the business world. You know, if I can't figure something out, I get on Google and I figure it out. I don't need to go to college to figure it out, you know, and that's the thing. Like, this idea you're supposed to respect people who don't want to pay their debts or don't pay their debts is really bogus. Let's keep it moving.
Supreme Court struck down systemic racism in college admissions this week. And the woke revolutionaries, the race crusaders of America, lost their minds because apparently they do support systemic racism, okay? Except the systemic racism just has to be against whites and Asians. It is truly a fascinating hood-off moment for the Democrat Party. Which nobody should be surprised about, because that is the party of the KKK, okay? They're the party of racism, okay? It's just, we have a new woke racism in 2023 that the left supports, okay? They support woke racism. So, with that being said, I want to talk about Joy Reid's response to this, okay? Because I've talked about the media's reaction to it. However, I haven't talked specifically about Joy Reid and her reaction. Because of her reaction, she's going to tell a story about her experience getting into Harvard. And I don't think that this story that Joy Reid is telling proves what she thinks that is proving in regards to the need for affirmative action. In my opinion, I think that the story she's telling actually proves that you don't need affirmative action. So I actually want to react to it. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it.
Well, let me just be clear. I got into Harvard only because of affirmative action. I went to a school no one had ever heard of in Denver, Colorado, in a small suburb. I didn't go to Exeter or Andover. Yeah, I didn't have college test prep. I just happened to be really nerdy and smart and have really good grades and good SAT scores. Right. But
I have a problem with that. Like, it's like she has no self-confidence. She doesn't believe in herself. She, like, doesn't, the fact that you're saying you didn't get in there off of the strength of merit, on the strength of how well you did in school, it says something about the mindset, the way of thinking here. Like, it really says something. This is, to me, more racist. This is like a racist view on things. It's like people are just throwing this narrative out there that black people aren't smart enough to get IDs. like the one I just reacted to with Jen Psaki, saying Republicans are recruiting Muslims, like Muslims aren't smart enough to think for themselves and push back on transgenderism being indoctrinated into their kids themselves. You know, this is crazy. Like, the fact that she doesn't think she made it off of personal accomplishments, that she made it because of a rule in place, it just goes to show you how fucked up her mindset is. She doesn't even really believe in herself. She's not even confident in herself. It kind of makes me think of, like, I know this has nothing to do with it, but it kind of does. Kind of always makes me think of, like, Jadakiss, you know, not wanting to go independent, wanting to sign with a major label because he says he doesn't want to risk his own money, meaning you're not willing to bet on yourself. It's like she's not willing to bet on herself, you know, when you say that. Like, you're basically saying you shouldn't have got into college. You shouldn't have made it. That you weren't good enough to make it. That you didn't have the qualifications to make it. That's basically what you're saying, which, why would you even say that if you're Joy Reid? Why? I mean, it's crazy.
Someone came to Denver, Colorado to look for me. A Harvard recruiter flew to Denver, and I met up with her at the Village Inn restaurant and did a pre-interview to get to pull me into Harvard. I was pulled in, and the schools like Harvard and Yale that I got into affirmatively.
Yes.
And it was literally not saying we're going to take an unqualified person and put them in Harvard. Yes. We're going to take a very qualified person who we would never know existed and put them in Harvard. That's how I got there. That's how Ketanji got there. That's how Justice Jackson, I should say. Justice Jackson.
Yeah, but her whole narrative is saying the complete opposite. Her whole narrative is just saying, I only got there because of affirmative action. It's saying the complete opposite of that. So that's why it's such horseshit.
Got there. It's how Clarence Thomas got there.
Right.
But
yeah, you notice how she doesn't want to refer to Ketanji Brown Jackson by her first name. And the way she did it so casually, that means she definitely has a personal relationship with her. They're probably friends, okay? But for Clarence Thomas, oh, yeah, Clarence Thomas, right? Don't want to throw the respect on Clarence Thomas' name. Amazing. But listen to her story. She's not proving the point that she thinks that she's proving because, one, she's low-key kind of deceptively telling the story, right? She's trying to pretend that affirmative action is Harvard going out here and looking for people like Joy Reid, okay, and flying out to recruit them and pulling them into the school, when that's not how the process works.
Nope.
Joy Reid had to apply to Harvard first. She had good grades, okay, and she had good SAT scores, according to her, and a recruiter came to do an interview with her, which is what they do if they think that you are a good candidate. Joy Reid is not focusing enough on the part of the story that she should be focused on, which is the fact that they didn't recruit you because you're black, right? They recruited you because you had good grades, right? And you're proving that.
See, he's just basically reiterating what I'm saying, how her mindset is fucked up. She's basically saying, I only made it in because of affirmative action. But why can't it be that you just made it because of good grades and you did well in school? Why can't it be those things? And the fact that you're saying it can't be those things, she's just putting herself down. It's just no self-confidence. You not bet on yourself. You can't bet on yourself, basically. It doesn't sound like she's comfortable in her own skin.
As a black woman, that it is possible to do these things without needing a booster seat. That's if I am to believe your story, because who knows? Joy Reid said she had good grades, okay, and that she had good SAT scores. I don't know. Maybe she did or she didn't. But she claims that I know for certain I got into Harvard because of affirmative action, which, in my opinion, is not something that I will be declaring out loud.
Thank
right?
you.
That's not
Thank
something
you.
That I would necessarily be proud of.
Thank you.
But you can't say that you got into Harvard or that you know you got into Harvard because of affirmative action if you know that your grades were good and you had a great SAT score. It doesn't make sense.
He just basically said everything I said with using different words. Why would you even say that? because you're acknowledging that you didn't make it off of good grades, a merit, accomplishments, hard work, anything of that nature. You're acknowledging that. You're saying you actually weren't qualified to make it. You only made it just because they came and sought you out. That's crazy. Like, I wouldn't. Even if that was the case, I definitely wouldn't tell people that. You're just saying I'm a dummy. That's all you're saying.
It doesn't make sense. So to say that you only got in because of affirmative action, even though you just said you had good grades and good SAT scores,
yeah, I think
it's ridiculous. It's also offensive because what you're implying is that any black person, regardless of how qualified they are getting into these schools because of affirmative action.
Same thing I just said.
Again, that to me is
offensive. All this shit.
If you worked hard and you earned something, why are you sitting here saying that, well, I only got in because of affirmative action? So that you can defend having lower standards for black folks instead of just telling black people, hey, raise your standards. I had great grades. I had great SAT score and I got in, right? Maybe, you know, other black students should do that, right? And that will help them get in. That's what you should be saying. But no, it's always victimhood with these people, okay? And you notice how the people that are in positions of power, successful black folks, who clearly are intelligent, who clearly are, you know, doing all the right things they need to do, they work hard to get in their positions, telling black people that are below them, no, you can't get in my position by just working hard and out-competing everybody
else. That's crazy.
You need a booster seat, right? You need colleges to let you in just because you're black.
That's crazy. Because
you can't compete with the whites and the Asians when clearly you have black people that can, right? Clearly you do.
Yeah.
Clearly but again, you do. These people, they never have any constructive advice to help people overcome obstacles. They just want to boohoo whine and complain about it.
But the minute I arrived from my majority black little town, Montbello in Denver, to Harvard, the first like week or two that I was in class, my presence was questioned by white people.
That's a lie.
I don't believe that one.
That's
bit
a
either.
Lie. I don't believe. I don't that believe at all. It. This is made up. Nobody, you didn't walk in class and people were like, "Oh my God, why is this black woman here?"
Right. Read minds, get out of here.
In this big conference class where some white students stood up and said, those students, the black students, they're only here because of affirmative action.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. This is a lie. Why are you lying? Why are you lying? Next thing you know, she's going to be saying that these students were wearing MAGA hats, right? They're wearing MAGA hats.
First, it went from, it was only affirmative action because they sought her out. And that's how, and she's trying to paint the narrative, that's how affirmative action goes, that they seek you out, like you don't got to apply first. She's just embellishing it now. I'm with him. I don't believe her one bit. She's embellishing it. And now you're making it even worse. Now you're making it really seem like you weren't even qualified to be there in the first place. You know, this is crazy. Yeah, I just can't understand the mindsets of these people to actually think like this, you know, to have this, like, she's done well for herself, and to talk like this with this zero confidence level, like, oh, you know, she's basically saying she only made it in life because of affirmative action. That's crazy. Like, why would you? So you didn't make it off of no hard work, no intelligence, no ambition, no determination, no goals, none of that. Wow. Okay. Let's keep it moving.
It said, your kind don't belong around here. These people never cease to amaze me with the lies that they will tell for victimhood points, okay? It's really fascinating.
Came a huge argument that we all ended up having. This was freshman year. I had never had my academic credentials questioned. I had never had anyone question whether I was intelligent until I got to Harvard.
The only people doing that were your woke professors, right? I guarantee you, no student did that to Joy Reid. But I can tell you one thing, there are a lot of people questioning your intelligence today.
Yeah.
Not because you're black, but because of the things that you say.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a lot of stupid stuff that comes out of your mouth. on a day-to-day basis.
I agree.
So, yeah, I'm pretty sure people are questioning your intelligence. But again, it has nothing to do with your race or the fact that you allegedly have a vagina. None of that.
Now, think about this. This woman went to Harvard. I ain't even graduated high school, and she doesn't even – she can't even apply common sense and common knowledge to this. Like, she can't even realize how ridiculous she sounds, how she's putting herself down. She's just calling herself unqualified, not fit for Harvard. Like, basically made it because she got a free handout, basically, is what she's implying. And then on the other hand, she's trying to say she got there off of merit. It's like, you can't have, she's trying to have it both ways, is what she's trying to do. She's trying to have it both ways.
Right. I'm just saying, the things that you say make people question your intelligence more so than anything else.
And it was a defining point of my experience there. It's why I really was one of the many reasons I was miserable there my freshman year.
Yeah. Again, Joy Reid, before in past interviews, basically said that Harvard was a good experience for her. Right. It was great. Okay. Now, all of a sudden, affirmative action's overturned. Now, all of a sudden, oh, it was terrible. Right. It was so racist. People didn't think I belonged there because I'm black.
You feel completely out of place and people keep telling you shouldn't be here. And yet, some of the people I went to school with were far less smart than me or the other black folk there. They got in because their daddy and their granddaddy. I went to school with somebody whose name was on one of the buildings. You're going to school with people whose names are on the buildings, who are third and fourth generation legacies, whose parents pumped money into Harvard to get them in. But that affirmative action is okay with this majority.
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with racial discrimination, right?
Nope.
Again, this is about the 14th Amendment and equal protection. Legacy admissions, unfortunately, doesn't have anything to do with that. Okay, it doesn't have to do with racial discrimination. You could argue that maybe it has to do with discrimination based off income. Okay, you could argue that. Yeah. But again, it doesn't have anything to do with racial discrimination. So bringing up legacy admissions is kind of bringing up like an apples to oranges thing that these wokes always try to do to deflect from the fact that they support racism.
They said that the people who benefited from slavery, their descendants, who are so far ahead of black folk in terms of opportunity, that we'll never catch up to them. I don't care how many Oprahs we get.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter what the government does. Black people are always going to continue to need a handout, okay? You're always going to need a handout. Here's the thing about Joy Reid, where I think she's wrong, okay? Again, this is victimhood. This is victimhood. That's what this is. There's nothing encouraging about this. There's nothing from this rant that's actually really going to help anybody get ahead. Basically, nope. What Joy Reid is saying here is just give up, right? Don't even try, because the white man is always going to be ahead, right? He's always going to be ahead. When in 2023, the playing field, in my opinion, has been more level than it's ever has been.
I agree.
Than it ever has been. Black people.
You know, try telling 50 Cent that he couldn't make it because of systematic racism and oppression. Try telling that to Jay-Z, who came from Marcy's Projects. You know, try telling that to Mobb Deep and all these other cats that came straight. Wu-Tang, who came from Staten Island, being one of the biggest groups ever. Like, this is the thing. It's why I'm a big Denzel Washington fan, because even when they try to race bait Denzel and they says, well, what do you do with systematic racism or racism? Well, you don't give up. That's what you don't do. You don't give up, you know. The odds were against me from day one. My father committed suicide. Mother sold me out for another man. Stepdad didn't want to be my father as soon as he said I do. Since I've been 6 years old, 7 years old, I've been pretty much a loner my whole life. I built a business from ground up by myself. No white privilege. No big loan from the bank. Evolution took over. I evolved into something that I didn't plan on evolving into. And I kept moving forward with it, you know. I didn't plan on becoming a music promoter, you know. And the odds were against me from day one. But I wasn't going to quit or give up. And even when I have hard times in my business and, you know, inflation starts affecting the business and things of that nature, I'm still not going to give up. And it's like the other day somebody was telling me, you know, even I was telling them, even like through inflationary times, some months are better than others, you know. But they was like, dude, you know, you at this point, you're just playing a waiting game. You know, you're just, you know, because I've always said, as long as I got Chris Roker in my corner, I'm always good to go. And that's why I'm in Chris Roker's corner with the Dizzle brand, premium luxury liqueur, you know, which you see scrolling below, is I put a lot of time into helping promote Dizzle as well as they do, you know, and because I know how it could pay off in the back end. So for me, it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time, you know. So all I got to do is keep doing what I'm doing, keep moving forward, you know, keep elevating my craft, keep elevating my game, elevating my business, elevating my mind, keep elevating. And it's a matter of time, you know. It's a matter of time. Dizzle has the new deal, the new cannabis product deal with Camp Nova, you know. So it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. And just, like, I got no high school diploma, no college degrees, none of that. You know what I got a master's in? Common sense, common knowledge, you know. And I just think it's just so pathetic to me, this Joy Reid mindset. Like, you know, you're acknowledging that you only made it in because of the color of your skin. And then you're trying to say you basically were underqualified and basically didn't deserve it. You got a free handout, which is probably bogus as hell. It's probably complete horseshit and bullshit. She probably had good enough grades to get in. She probably made it off of merit and qualifications alone, you know. And like Mr. Foreman said, why would you even acknowledge it publicly? Like, you're just putting yourself down. You're making yourself look bad. You're saying you only made it because somebody gave you a handout. You weren't good enough to make it. You didn't deserve to make it. You weren't qualified, smart enough. I mean, I could just keep going on with words. Like, I would never do that, you know. It's kind of like, and it also makes me think of like that Breakfast Club interview the other day when the chick was asking Vivek Ramaswamy, has he ever been a class president in middle school or something? Like, who cares? Who cares? I guarantee the class president for my middle school is not self-employed for the last decade or so. I guarantee the class president for my middle school isn't smarter than me. I don't care how many degrees they got. Because this is the thing, man. Like, you could have all the degrees in the world. You could be a rocket scientist and make all the bad decisions in the world. Being smart is solely based off the decisions you make in life. You can make dumb decisions and have all the book smarts in the world. Or you could just have zero book smarts and make a lot of good decisions. So, yeah. Joy Reid, man, have a little bit more confidence in yourself. Think a little bit more highly of yourself. And when you sit there and it's really, and that's the thing, we got to stop telling people they don't have a chance. That's a really bad picture to paint, to tell people they don't have a chance because of the color of their skin. The white man is out to stop them and put roadblocks and get them. And, you know, I would argue most people wake up every day and just go to work and take care of responsibilities and bills. Now, if you want to argue that the rich white man is trying to put up roadblocks, I would argue the rich white man is putting up roadblocks for everybody who's non-rich. I would argue this isn't really a racial issue. It's a rich and poor issue. You know, people still always fail to realize that there is actually more poor white people in America. Yes, there is more white people in America. That is why, but there is more poor white people in America. And there's culture differences, though. If you take a predominantly poor white neighborhood and predominantly poor black neighborhood, there's going to be a lot of culture differences. There is. And both are probably not going to be well educated. But I hate to say it, one is going to be a little bit more violent than the other. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. Because even in predominantly poor white neighborhoods, white people are not just robbing people at gunpoint left and right like that. They're not just shooting and killing each other left and right like that. You know? So a lot of things that, sometimes issues that people consider racial issues are culture issues. They're culture issues. You know, but everybody wants to apply race to everything nowadays. They want to wake up with a racist magnifying glass and look for racism in places that it's not even at, you know. And as far as affirmative action goes, do I think that colleges should, I don't like this idea of, like, you got to have 33% white, 33% black, and 33% brown. I just don't like the idea of that, because this is, are they going to do that in the NBA? Are they going to do that in the NFL? No. You know, some places are always going to be overrepresented by a particular race or culture. NBA, for example, there's definitely more black dudes in the NBA than white dudes. Me and my homie were talking about the other day, there's only been one white American basketball star in my lifetime, and that was Larry Bird. There hasn't been another one since. They've all been international, you know. So there's just going to be some places where it's going to be overrepresented, not even by race, sometimes by gender. Like, for example, when I talk about equality, women don't really want equality across the board. They want equality in some places, because that's why you don't see a lot of women on back of garbage trucks doing landscaping, paving roads, laying bricks, building houses, fixing cars, changing oil, changing tires. You don't see them doing those jobs. Those are always going to be overrepresented by men, and it has nothing to do with diversity inclusion, because women wouldn't want to work those jobs in the first place. You know, it's just like race car, NASCAR. Like, NASCAR is a predominantly white redneck sport. It's a predominantly white beer drinking redneck sport. There's not a shit ton of black people that are trying to be race car drivers, I would argue. Same thing with hockey. There's not a shit ton of black people trying to be hockey players. Shit, I'm not trying to play hockey. Hockey is always going to be a sport overly represented by white people, because it's predominantly white people playing hockey. You know, soccer too. I would argue soccer is going to be overrepresented by a lot of white. This is some places that are just going to be overrepresented because of interest. Because of interest. It has nothing to do with race. So when you go into this mode that, you know, we need to have 33% white, 33% black, 33% brown, then you got to do it across the board. Or if not, it's a half measure. And half measures are just hypocrisies. They're just double standards. They don't count. So once again, thank you for tuning in. Joy Reid got a Harvard degree, but I sure as hell can't tell, because she has zero common sense. And just the picture she tried to paint is just a very, very bad picture to paint. it just tells people of color, you don't have a chance. Just give up. Call it quits now. And that's just not the picture we want to paint. You know, we don't ever want to paint the picture of give up, call it quits. The loser mentality. That's awful. That's terrible, man. It's so pathetic. Once again, I thank you for tuning in to Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.